Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text this morning is from the Gospel according to John, the 12th chapter. My dear friends in Christ, the disciples didn't get it. The people didn't get it. The Pharisees didn't get it. Now, I suspect that there was no one in Jerusalem that day that got it. That this is Jesus riding into the city as a triumphant king, not to rule from the throne, but to die on a cross. Everyone else saw what they wanted to see, but they didn't see the truth. Now, this is actually Palm Sunday, the procession into the city. This is a common picture in the ancient world. A king, victorious from battle, would approach his city, and the people would stream out to welcome him in. They had been waiting for some news of the war, and finally a messenger had arrived with the good news, and out of joy, the people would be so excited, they would prepare everything for when their king would return. And the watchmen would be up on the city walls. They had never been more alert. And when the king's party would break over the horizon, the call would cry out around the city, "The king has come!" The people would be excited, not just for their ruler to come home, but for the protection that he had gained in his victory. They were joyful. They were literally joy-filled. And it really was no different for Jesus. Having earned his reputation for amazing acts and for incredible teaching, the people were excited to receive this man. They would make him king of Israel, not knowing that he was the king of creation. Still, the word came to them that Jesus was coming to their city, and so they streamed out of the walls and they threw palm branches and their own cloaks down on the road so that Jesus wouldn't have to ride in the muck and the mire, but could come into the city clean. They didn't know that he was the purest man that they had ever seen. They welcomed him as they would have a king, and a king he was. He was riding into the city victorious on a donkey, a symbol of peace. He would ride in claiming victory already. Even though that victory would finally be won 5 days later, there never was any doubt. Jesus was already victorious over sin, death, and the devil. This act was the very hope of every saint of the Old Testament. They had been looking forward to the day for all of their lives. And they trusted that God would fulfill it. And he would. That was his plan for salvation since before the world began. They were smart to put their hope in him. And every saint since has put their hope in that act of crucifixion, looking back to what was won for them on that bleak Friday. But it all did start so wonderfully that Palm Sunday. The crowds and the people were glad to welcome Jesus into their midst, even though the week following would indeed turn hard. Jesus would clear the temple on Monday. He would teach and be betrayed on Tuesday. He rested on Wednesday. He prepared his disciples on Thursday with this brand new thing, the Lord's Supper, and with prayer. And he would die on Friday. For all those who welcomed him into the city with joy, it would be hard to watch and hear all that happened to and around Jesus this week. But still, they didn't get it. But you get it. You see your Lord setting things right. You see him preparing a way for you to receive his forgiveness. You see him bringing himself to ruin in the eyes of the leaders of the Jews so that he might be murdered and win for you salvation. It wasn't until the resurrection that Jesus made sense to people who would look to him and the events that they witnessed. And you now are people of the resurrection. Of course, this is life, isn't it? That we don't understand why certain things happen the way they do until often they are long past. Why are we suffering under this virus? Why is it that the Lord is canceling for us all our celebrations of Holy Week the way we would want them? Why do those we love languish in fear and trembling? As Christians, we should not be quick to assign meaning to these things because our Lord has given us no clear word. But we do know that God will work all things for our good because we love Him. Whatever the reason is, we may know it, but not until all this has passed from us. It may be weeks, months, years, even if ever, but we tend not to understand until at least it is over and done with. The people here this morning, they're the same as you. While you might welcome a king who can do marvelous things for you, like raise someone from the dead, it is much harder to welcome a king who would have you bear up under suffering as he did. A king who demands you give your life over to his purposes. The Pharisees chafed at this, and they plotted evermore to kill him. But did you notice what they had said about him? Because they were right this morning. The king entered Jerusalem that Palm Sunday, and the whole world went after him. The world cannot help but follow, even though some may turn away, the king who would save them from their sins. And try as they might, the Pharisees could not stop the plan of God, nor could they stop the joy that followed Jesus from the grave. Nor can you, nor can the world, nor can this virus stop the joy that is set before you. We follow our Lord this week as he makes his way to the cross that we might find our joy in him. We follow him for he is the bringer of joy. And no matter what else is going on, whether we're barred from having the services we desire, or whether we're sick, or whether we're dying, or whether we're fearful, the joy of Jesus is coming. And it is here now. For you, even as you prepare to receive his crucified body and blood, your sins are forgiven. What is more joyful than that? You have been given the promise of the resurrection. What is more joyful than that? You will endure in Christ until the end when he returns to wipe out all that would steal your joy. What is more joyful than that? You get it. You have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. He is, and he is here today for you. And he is always with you. He is the joy bringer, even though he will be beaten and marred this week. He is the joy bringer, even though you may be fearful or sick or burdened. He is the joy bringer, and he brings it to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.